This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Just calm down. I got you guys. Calm down. I know it's Valentine's. I know. I got to tell you, I don't know how you guys do it. See, I'm lucky. I've been married to my husband for 20 years. So I make things pretty easy on him. But if I had to be the one, you know, worried about making my girl happy, that would stink. So I'm very lucky because I'm married to a guy. It's so easy. I don't even have to do anything for Valentine's. So everybody just calm down. I got you back. It was very interesting. I got an email yesterday, last night. Somebody must be listening to my show, afternoon drive. And he did. By the way, when you guys email me, tell me what affiliate you listen on. Cause I'd like to know, you know, now that everybody's cell phone, I can't really, if you don't leave a cell phone, not that you have to, but you know how cell phones have the area code. And that could tell you where you live, like area code 316 is Wichita or whatever. But many of you now have your cell phone, even though you moved, you know, 5 years ago. So I'd like to know just what affiliate you're listening to so I could thank them and, you know, shout out the city. But one of you who had been listening on the drive back, you know, wants to know what you should do. You've been, you know, with your girlfriend now for about 4 or 5 years. 4 and a half, I think. And, you know, so you wanted an idea because it couldn't be something like flowers. Well, I propose. I mean, why not? You've been with somebody for 4 or 5 years. What the hell are you waiting for? Why not propose? I know. You better get the step in. I mean, you are going to have to get a ring. No, but think about it, guys. That's what my husband did years ago. He's like, crap. I could spend, right, $40 on flowers and chocolate, or $45 on a ring. I took it. He spent a little more on that. Okay, he'll get all mad at me. But you know, I mean, think about it. You guys are going to be spending so much money because you know we also have a 3-day weekend coming up for some of us. You know, with President's Day weekend. You know, and you're going to be going through all this to, and you know, think about it. For any of you guys that were thinking about proposing, this is kind of the best day to do it. I don't know. I mean, what are you waiting for? I know nobody gets married anymore. Everybody just lives with each other and then, you know, decides to, you know, have kids and then maybe they go off, have kids with somebody else and all the kids play together. I know. Maybe I'm old school. But if you're not old school, I would say propose. Okay, for those of you guys who haven't been dating your lady or man or dating your partner, whoever, for the last, you know, 5-6 years and need to finally tie the knot and want to think of something else, please, 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 no Netflix. Okay, one of my favorite sites is AskMen.com. I think it's great. I learn a lot about guys, okay, and how they think. I guess, you know, one suggestion they had was, you know, maybe dining in and don't be doing Netflix, really. Come on. You got to do something different. It has to be different. It's very interesting. They say 57% of men think that the dudes, quote unquote, are supposed to plan Valentine's Day. But 68% of women say the couple should come up with something together. If you want to be safe, do a couple things. This is what you do. Surprise her with something, whether it's flowers or chocolate or a cute teddy bear, and then go whatever you want to do tonight. Now, if she's the type of girl that really wants you to blow her off her feet and, you know, come up with the biggest surprise ever, then you have to do that. But if you have the type of girl, you know, like me, where I'm like, oh, no, because I don't want to go there because somebody else is going to be going there and I can't fit into that dress. And if you go there, I have to wear this and the lighting. I'd rather go to a place with less lighting. Just let me decide what the hell we're doing. All right. Now, many of you who like Valentine's, there's not a lot of people out there that like Valentine's, but many people that like Valentine's, they like it because they think they're going to have sex. And I guess there's a website out there, calculating your chances to score, right, when you go out. It's called countcalculate.com. And I decided to check it out because, really, people, I'm just so much more traditional, okay? Don't sleep with anybody until, you know, you're married to them. But I know I'm old school. I get it. I'm old school. All right. So I need to look hip. I need to look like I understand what everybody's doing. So here's a calculator. All right. So this is now for females. And then we could switch it to males. So first they ask, all right, well, am I a female or male? I'm a female. How old am I? Okay, I'm going to put my real age. Okay, but please, I don't want to say. What age are you aiming for your partners? I would probably aim just a little younger. Where do I live? Do I live in the U.S., South America, Scandinavia, Saudi Arabia, the Kanukaka tribe of Borneo, or another country, Borneo, or in another country? I'll say I'm the U.S. What is your relationship status? Okay, let's pretend I'm single. Okay, we're going to pretend I'm single. Are you not planning to pay for sex? Are you? No, I'm not planning to pay. That's a double negative. What are your plans for tonight? A quiet night at home, going on a date, going to a party. Let me see. Why don't I say here, going to have, okay, this is a calculator. All right, you guys could do this on your own. When you do this normally, how often do you tend to score? 10%? I'm going to say 50%. Okay, I just want to see what my chances are. How do you think your friends would describe your charm? Do they think I'm normal? Do they think I was hired to teach James Bond to be suave? How you doing? Or like a rabid raccoon? I would say I'm normal. If you would take a bit of your breath, your body odor, how would you describe the mix? There's a whole bunch of different varieties there. And then how would you describe your looks? I look awesome. I feel awesome. And then what are your ambitions for tonight? Dude, my plan is to have fun. Okay, let's just do that. Let me see what my calculation is. All right, and then we'll do it for the guys. I have a 74% chance of the hibbity-dibbity tonight, and that's with my husband. Yes, I told them I was married. Of course I'm married. Okay, let's do it for the guys. All right, so let's take the average guy. Okay, let's say Blake's working the dial. So let's say Blake is, 29. Okay? What age is he aiming for? Well, I've turned him off to all middle-aged women, so my guess is he'll aim for like a 25-year-old. He lives in the U.S. He's single, doesn't pay for sex. What is his plans for tonight? Well, he's going to be working on my show. He helps produce my show. So basically, that's going to be a very quiet night at home. Sorry, Blake. All right, and then let me see. Everything else looks good, and your chance, Blake, is 27% chance. See, you need to tell more people you work on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I think that'll help your chances. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't want this to be a sickeningly sweet segment on lovey-dovey and Valentine's Day, but the problem is it's Valentine's Day, so, you know, we have to somehow be topical. All right, so we can talk about heart attacks. I mean, we can talk about broken hearts, but that's not fun. So let's kind of talk about some lovey-dovey stuff because I think you guys will learn something. And I found this article. It was recently written in Business Insider. And, you know, so I'm like, okay, well, why don't I look at some business news? Everybody likes to talk about the economy. And this, the title of this article is 15 Science-Backed Tips to Get Someone to Fall in Love with You. All right, so there's some science behind getting somebody to fall in love with you. Now, I just don't get how there's an art to this, okay? Because I'm one of those believers that there's a love at first sight, or your body knows you're in love with somebody before you do. Like, you know, I started acting very strange around my husband years before we started dating. And it's like, I didn't even notice it. I was just like, so it's like my body was like the radar, you know, okay, that's it. And again, I don't want you guys, I know nobody wants to hear the love story between me and Corey. Hey, because we don't want anybody vomiting. I understand it's not the most ideal love story out there. But basically, I was dating his friend. And I didn't even think of anybody else because I thought I was really into his friend that I was dating. And then I ended up dating another one of his friends. All right, without realizing. So, you know, he was friends with a lot of people. But I just noticed whenever he was around, I got nervous. So that must have been my body telling me that this guy is Mr. Right, so don't burp or fart in front of him. I don't know what it was, but I was nervous. You know, whenever you get nervous, you get that whole sympathetic system kicking in. And when you're sympathetic and your epinephrine system kicks in, you don't really do a lot of bowel issues, okay? So I was like, but it wasn't like an adrenaline, like heart pounding, because I didn't, you know, yeah, I thought it was cute, but it wasn't like, it's not like when I watch a Michael Fassbender movie. It's not like that. All right. And then all of a sudden, we meet up for drinks years later and boom, we decide that, you know, we are meant for each other. That's how I think love needs to be. Unfortunately, that's not how a lot of people fall into relationships these days. All right. What a lot of people are doing now is they are attracted to somebody. They hook up. Now that they've hooked up, they're like, well, we're kind of compatible. Let's keep this up. Right? And then maybe a baby comes into play. And then, you know, well, let's raise a family. You know, we do good together. And then they learn to fall in love with each other. And I believe that can happen. I just don't think that if there's a person out there and you want to get them to fall in love with you, you could sit there and purposely manipulate it. I don't think it works like that. That's just me. So according to Business Insider, who obviously is a utmost expert here, journal on love, for a first date, they say get coffee and not ice cream. Yale psychologist John Barr conducted a couple studies that reveal an underlying connection between body temperature and personality. He said that when we feel warm physically, we also tend to behave more warmly towards others. So if you want your first date to go smoothly, seek out warm places and foods. And that may help things heat up later on. No. I always liked cold and like snow, but I do not. If I'm hot and sweaty and full of sunscreen, no. No. Okay. But anyway, so they say drink coffee and coffee or soup as opposed to ice cream. Another first date tip they go is be positive. They say, contrary to popular belief, men are not just interested in how you look. Oh, ha, ha. That's what a large 2010 study revealed after grouping over 2,100 male university students into three categories. The first group were given photos of women and asked to rate whether they found the woman attractive or not. Two other groups are provided the photos along with information about the woman's personality. One group had mostly positive personality traits and the other mostly negative. And the research discovered that a group with mostly positive personality traits found a wider variety of women attractive. So, okay, what does that mean? So people, guys also, okay, guys and girls, whatever. If you guys are taking pictures of yourself, selfies, okay, and you're putting it up there, your smile selfie may make you more attractive than you pursing your lips together trying to look sexy. You see? So if a guy's like, you know, well, you know, like, oh, you know, I see her picture, you smiling will kind of hit his amygdala going, okay, this is a person that's not going to reject me. This is a person who's not going to be mean. You see what I mean? Okay? Listen up. All right, a 2010 study of 373 couples from the University of Michigan found that those who were able to discuss issues calmly and listen to their partner when having an argument were less likely to separate later on. It's so true. All right, I mean, if I'm not really mad at my husband, I'll just sit there quiet and let him know. Now, when I get quiet, it scares him, which gives me the upper hand later, you know, when you kind of creep them out, then all of a sudden you're quiet. But, you know, when you sit quiet and you look like you listen, because, again, they want to know that their message is being received. Eye contact is huge. There was a study back in 1970 on 158 college-age couples. And by observing how much time the couples made eye contact and how they responded to a survey about their relationships, they concluded that the more contact the couple made, the stronger their relationship. That's so true. When you, let's say, are starting to separate from the person you're with, you don't want to look at them. You don't want to connect with their eyes. It's a defense mechanism. You don't want that connection. Or you think they're going to read your thoughts. Well, if you want somebody to read your thoughts, right, you know, have eye contact and they can't. So very cool. Yeah, I read my husband's thoughts yesterday and that really freaked him out. He was like, what? You know, he was sitting there in bed and I could hear his blinking. I just don't ask. I'm deaf usually. I can't hear in a crowded room, but I could hear my husband blinking at night when it's really quiet. And, you know, I just knew that he wasn't asleep because I could hear the blink. And so, you know, I'm like, you're thinking about, you know, the gallbladder, right? And you're thinking about this, you're thinking about this. He's like, how'd you know? It's because I know. And I didn't even make eye contact. Okay? They say give thanks. They say a thank you can go a long way. For those who are just joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. This is Business Insider's How to Fall in Love Using Science. A 2010 study found that people who felt grateful for a kind act done by their partner also reported feeling closer to him or her. And the feeling of gratefulness was more important than the act itself. Always thank you. Even after sex, a simple thank you is so, I mean, don't do a cold, but like, you know, oh, that was wonderful. Thank you. That, you know, it's never been so good or something like that. Okay. Thanking them is really, really helpful. Oh, there they go. Smile. See, a 2014 study on happiness and attractiveness found that attractiveness of a person increased depending on how intense of a smile they had. This doesn't work for me because I have food in my teeth, but if my teeth are clean, I can make it work. Another thing they said is embarrass yourself. All right. It may help win over your date. According to a four-part study conducted by Harvard Business School researchers, 79% of those surveyed prefer to date a revealer, classified as a person willing to confirm even sketchy behavior compared to hiders. Okay? So, you know, I do stupid things a lot. You know, I'm really loud about, you know, my bowel habits and things like that. And I thought that would be a turnoff, but apparently people think that's really, really cool, I guess. Create your own secret language. According to the University of Texas, there's science behind this. A goofy inside joke or expression can be one way to deepen your romantic bond. So what a lot of people do is they'll name body parts, okay? And they'll have a code for sex. So you could be in the middle of Walmart, all right? So let's say your code for sex is, newspaper. Okay? And, I don't know, alright? So here you are, you're in Walmart, and you're buying some groceries, and, you know, you start to get in the mood. And you're like, oh, honey, I forgot we need to buy some dog food. And he's like, is there anything else you want? And you're like, yeah, newspaper. La! All of a sudden, he's ready in aisle 17 for you guys to have some nookie nookie. So yeah, come up with a word, but it can't be like, you know, something dirty, you know, like, I don't know, like flashlight. Come up with something like, you know, so like, you know, like newspaper, something like that. Cheerios, I don't know. Okay, so that seems to work. All right, so that was a 2010 study on made-up body language. Couples that are likely to last tend to start speaking to one another. Another one is use touch to your advantage. One 1992 study found that brief touches between strangers were good for hiding their attraction to each other, but an unwanted touch is bad. So, for example, touch somebody on the shoulder. All right, that starts a connection. Of course, kissing passionately, that has whatever. Consult a female friend. Sometimes you got to talk to, you know, us ladies to kind of get a clue what to do. And say I love you before the sex. That's apparently also science. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, again, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. So a lot of the topics today and in the news, okay, I mean, I'm not the one that chose the topics. I mean, it's, you know, it's just in the news. There's a lot of medical news on sex and heart attack, etc. And many people have asked me, you know, when is sex bad for you? What medical conditions should prevent you from having sex? Well, we've even found even after a heart attack, you can have sex. Right? You know, many people ask, you know, well, how long after a heart attack can I have sex? And my answer to them is always, Well, if your cardiologist clears you for physical activity and exercise, then you could probably have sex. But, of course, double check with your cardiologist. And most of you would see a cardiologist if you end up having a heart attack. You know, people will watch movies and TV shows. And, like, I think, what is it, the movie Dave? And then The Distinguished Gentleman. A lot of movies back in the 80s or 90s, some politician or president would have sex, have a heart attack, and then, you know, there'd be some big, I don't know, plot that comes after that. And I believe the statistic is less than 1% of heart attacks occur because of sex. Now, the logic is there because if you don't exercise a lot and you have a clogged artery, and then all of a sudden you start to constrict that artery when your epinephrine rises because of activity or exercise or et cetera, then you restrict blood flow, and restricting blood flow, unfortunately, could then cause that heart muscle to not get blood. Hence, that heart muscle starts to die, become injured, damaged, die. It can't pump, and that's how a heart attack happens. But if you are physically fit and you're active, then you shouldn't really fear having sex. If you're not active, right, then, you know, we need to kind of be honest about how much inactivity you're having. If you're having some sort of sex a few times a week, right, whether it's with a partner, whether it's not, etc., that's still some sort of physical activity. It doesn't count for the 150 minutes a week we talk about, or an hour of exercise a day that we want people to get. But, you know, that means you're not going from 0 to 90. You could still, unfortunately, have a heart attack if you have artery clogging or a plaque rupture, etc. But sex is very healthy. I mean, it's good activity. It's good cardio. You burn a lot of ATP, especially with the heat and the sweating. So it's a very good cardiac type of exercise. It's just not long enough. Right? And you know, jokes aside, you know, you can't say, look, I had sex, or I had some sort of sexual activity, and that was my exercise for the day. It's not enough. You got to walk. You got to move around. You got to play some tennis, racquetball, etc. So when it comes to heart attacks, having bypass surgery, having abnormal heart rhythms, your cardiologist will clear you once he feels that you are ready to have some sort of activity. And usually it's very interesting. It's not even the heart disease that prevents a sexual activity. It could be like, let's say you had a bypass done. So they had to, you know, open up the chest. You had to have surgery, obviously, layers of the skin and layers of the tissue opened and then re-sewn up. You know, they may deter you from excessive activity because your wounds are healing and not so much because your heart can't handle it. So there's, you know, your heart, when we try to quote-unquote fix your heart, right, if you had a heart attack or an abnormal rhythm, et cetera, we assume your heart rate is going to be high. Now, maybe we don't want you running a marathon and bringing your heart rates up to the 180-200s, but we are assuming that you're going to have a nightmare in your sleep and your heart's going to rise. Or you're going to yell at your kid. Or you're going to be driving one day and getting nervous, let's say, because a kid dropped the ball in the middle of your in the middle of the street as you're driving. So when we work to quote unquote fix your heart, let's say, right, we don't do it where it's halfway going, okay, look, just don't let that heart rate go above 95 beats a minute, because if so, it's going to stop. This isn't like the movie Speed, right, where, you know, you have a limit. We make sure that your heart can handle the various fluctuations. When you're pooping, your heart goes up. You know, when you're breathing, when you're singing. So we want to make sure that your heart can withstand any of that. So sex is just one of the things that, is something that we have in mind when we discharge you. We're not going to discharge you from the hospital if we don't think you could walk around or, you know, undergo any sort of nightmare without having an issue with the heart. This is why I get so gosh darn mad when I hear people talk about white coat hypertension and they say, look, I don't have to treat it because my blood pressure goes up when I see a doctor's white coat. So that's what white coat hypertension is. You go to the doctor and the blood pressure rises. And as long as you don't go to the doctor, the blood pressure doesn't rise. Well, you know, and I know that's a bunch of baloney. Right? If a white coat raises your heart rate, then so does a kid running across the street or an ATM not working when you need money or a G-string. So, you know, your heart is going to rise anyway. So when you get discharged and when the doctor says you could resume normal physical activity, ask them about sex, obviously. Right? And when they say that, you're ready for physical activity, most of the time you are ready for sex. But again, you have to double check with your provider. Now, Fox News has an article, The Surprising Way Sex Could Kill You. And they say 43,000 adults have been rushed to the hospital after suffering an asthma attack during sex. Patients report difficulty breathing while performing sex and killing the mood by breaking off to run, to get an inhaler, or to go to the hospital. This is according to Fox News here and The Sun. They say over 2 in 3 sufferers say their sex lives have been directly affected by the condition. See, this is something that nobody talks about. Asthma. We're always worried about the heart. What about breathing? They say 73% have been left feeling embarrassed after taking their inhaler on a romantic night out. They say almost half said they would be more sexually confident if they did not have the respiratory disease. Now, again, if that happened to me, I would be like, or my partner, I would be like, well, yeah, you see, okay, I made you have to go and hit an inhaler. That's how sexy I am. Right? But, yeah, it is. It's distracting. That obviously could decrease fertility because you're not able to complete the act. So asthma, it's very interesting. So what could be triggering it? It could be the perfume. It could be scented candles. It could be a latex allergy. And then there's also exercise-induced asthma, where some people will, unfortunately, have an asthma attack, whether they're running in PE or going through any sort of activity. And, I really think we need to lay off the perfumes, the candles, the scents. I think we try so hard to make our house perfumey, and this is to you ladies out there, okay? I know you want to smell pretty. I know that you want to have, a nice smelling house. Guys aren't really into the whole perfume thing. They act like they are, and they don't want you to stink. But do you think guys want to smell Glade's flower mist spray in the house? No, and I understand. If the dog takes a dump, and my dog does, or the cat pees, like our cat peed in the piano. Don't ask how that happened. The cat apparently sits on the grand piano, on the strings, and sits there and pees. So we got to, throw out a perfectly good piano. I don't know how to clean this up. This is ridiculous. It's Shaky Boo. Of course it's Shake. He's the male. The female cats don't do that, but he is like, this is my piano, and I'm going to pee in the piano. That's Shaky Boo. But anyway, I can understand trying to do something to cover the smell. But when you try to, put everybody in the mood with all the, I think it's very allergic. I think it annoys people, and I think it's too much. Okay? I mean, you want to make your house smell good, bake some cookies. I love baked cookie smell. Or, cook a real good roast. That'll turn a guy on. 1-877-DR-ELLIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In California, they're dealing with something a little bit scary. Officials of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health and Los Angeles Unified School District are now working today to identify people who were in contact with a teacher who died of bacterial meningitis because they want to start giving out preventative doses of antibiotics and start doing prophylaxis. Apparently, this third grade teacher from Montara Avenue Elementary School in Southgate had died, I believe, was it? Darn, I was on KBC this morning. I believe it was a few days ago. Such that the incubation period, obviously, can still be in full force. She was a third-grade teacher who came down with bacterial meningitis and died. And so, obviously, the parents are very, very concerned. The parent interviewed by, this is according to the City News Service, they said the parents said school and health officials met with parents on campus Friday night, and one mother said she was given instructions on medication to give her child. They say public health is working closely with the Los Angeles Unified School District and the affected school to ensure the appropriate school contacts and other close contacts of the patient are identified and receive preventative antibiotics, and that information about meningococcal disease is available to the school community. So parents, they want the campus cleaned before allowing their kids back to school. We heard that they may even be protesting as we speak. The school, as a teacher, unfortunately died of meningitis. Now, you know, we hear of these cases in the medical realm. You know, somebody had meningitis, and you're like, okay, were the close contacts contacted, et cetera. But, you know, when you're a parent, and this is your baby, and one is the child is obviously going through the trauma of losing their teacher. Their teacher died. I mean, I remember my third grade teachers. I loved them. We had, you know, by then you had your English third grade teacher, your math third grade teacher. You had homeroom and stuff. But that would have been devastating. Then to think that your child could be at risk. Now, children, there are different types of bacteria, obviously, that cause meningitis. Okay, so let's kind of break this down. You got the Neisseria meningitis. This is that affects the older individuals, like adolescents and adults. And so those meningitis, that bacteria, that pathogen, is actually there's a vaccine for that. That all, I guess, high school seniors or college students need to get before they go off to college. Even if they don't go off to college, we end up, you know, giving them that vaccine as well. And that type of bacteria isn't necessarily the type of bacteria that also affects kids. In kids, we're already vaccinating children when we vaccinate them against strep, or we vaccinate them against, you know, a variety of other pathogens that they could get as a neonate or as an infant. So I don't want to get too technical here, but basically meningitis could be caused by a variety of different bugs. It could be caused by a virus. It could be caused by a bacteria. It could even be caused by a fungus that we saw with that, was it the Framingham pharmacy that was a compounding pharmacy that had steroid, they had bottles of steroids that were being distributed to doctors for their epidurals or facet injections, etc. And unfortunately, there was a contamination with fungus, which caused a fungal meningitis and killed multiple people. So meningitis, just to, you know, recap, is where you have inflammation of the membranes that surround the brain and the spinal cord. So the meninges. And it's very, very painful. It could start out like flu-like symptoms, but you don't want to move your neck. You don't want to move your head. It hurts so bad. And unfortunately, this could cause brain damage, and it could even cause death, as we saw with this teacher. You have viruses that do the same thing, like I said, bacteria, etc. And so it's pretty contagious. You know, meningitis can be transmitted by, we call it droplet transmission or respiratory transmission, where somebody could spit when they talk and you pick it up, or breathe on you, or sneeze on you, etc. Now, the highest incidence of meningitis in kids is actually between birth and 2 years old. You know, so younger kids are more at risk, which is why we're so big on vaccination. And we want to make sure that we vaccinate. You know, you could have E. coli cause meningitis, listeria, streptococcus, Haemophilus influenza. Haemophilus influenza, the Hib vaccine, we give when you're 2, 4, 6 months, a year, etc. So we're already vaccinating you against streptococcus. We're already vaccinating the child against Haemophilus influenza, which are very, very common types of meningitis bacteria. Neisseria meningitis, I know you thought I was stuttering, but I wasn't. It's called Neisseria meningitis. This we see usually in older individuals. And again, we have a vaccine for that we give older individuals. So what happens when something like this occurs, when it, you know, with the school? So what we need to do is, I mean, if it was 2 weeks prior, we don't panic as much. But if we're only talking a few days ago, this is an issue. And so we usually talk to any close contacts, and then we make sure that they get appropriate prophylaxis. And prophylaxis could be rifampin, an antibiotic. I mean, there's even been some studies talking about giving Cipro. We don't like to give Cipro in kids if we don't have to, but in some cases they may, the ciprofloxacin. But usually we'll do ceftriaxone a shot, or we'll do rifampin. So, meningitis is scary, you know, so high fever, chills, you can even get a rash. This neck stiffness is very scary. Many times we'll scan the head, we'll do a lumbar puncture to take fluid out of the cerebral spinal fluid so we could see what could be in there, and then evaluate if it's virus versus bacterial. You know, many times they start antibiotics right away until they figure it out. But it, unfortunately, I believe there is about... I'm trying to see how many cases occur in America. I can't find it currently, so I apologize. Now, the meningococcal vaccine, all right, can also be given to preteens, 11 to 12 years old. And so we're starting to see now meningitis vaccines added to the vaccine regimen. So if, but again, these kids were third graders, so we're talking about 8-9-year-olds. So CDC has a lot of information on this. If you do live in the California area, the Los Angeles area, and you're concerned about that, check that out. But it sounds like the LA School District and the County Health Department are on it. And my guess is as long as the teacher wasn't kissing them, as long as, you know, oh, good job, and kisses them on the top of the head, as long as she didn't do that, then I, you know, hopefully these kids are okay, but you just never know. And you also don't know if the kid has underlying medical issues. Now, another scare they're having over there in Southern California is a second Santa Monica High School student dies of a mystery illness. This is the second time since October that a student at Santa Monica High School has died. Right? And they originally thought that this might have been norovirus, but now they've ruled that out. And so October 25th, a 10th grader, Vinay Jelks, had died after falling ill after a cheerleading tournament. The cause of death has not been determined. And that happened back in October. So now we have another case of a student dying, and they don't know why. Now, there's a variety of conditions we're going to be talking about in the next hour that can unfortunately cause an immediate death after infection. But maybe it could be an enterovirus. We don't know. And it's very odd that it's not being... I don't want to use the word publicized because you want the family to have privacy, but you know, when you have a child that dies and now you have two in the same school, you know, somebody needs to know, you know, from a parent standpoint, you know, what are we looking at here? You know, is it an infectious agent? Did they have an underlying medical issue? You know, but it's tough, you know, because, again, with the privacy laws. But this is very spooky. So we're keeping our eyes on that. According to Los Angeles Daily News, they say a Santa Monica Malibu School District statement said 18-year-old Kelly Kino, whose mother, Sandra, is a school nurse, right, had unfortunately passed. The victim's mother quoted doctors as saying the deadly condition is not norovirus. We'll keep you posted as we get more information. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.